It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Let the belching commence!
Oh, oh.
No.
No.
Oh,
here we are, Cliff.
Oh, there's no thing like pumpkin spice for the autumn time.
Oh, you know, it's wonderful. You know, when you start smelling that wonderful pumpkin smell in the air.
Do you love it, Kendall? Do you? Do you really?
No, I don't love it, Cliff. I just live it. I love it. And so I love the whole thing. I love the smell. It brings me right into the Halloween season.
Oh, I love it. Mentally. You're mental, all right.
I see I've got my latte over here now.
Well, look, see, I've got some Frosted Flakes out under the chair in here.
God, they make pumpkin spice.
They are good. Do you want to try a few?
You know I do.
Have a few.
You know I do. Right here live on the air. No, there are only a few. You've already hit them all. Oh.
I think they're good. They're very pumpkin spicy.
Oh, they're really good.
Yeah.
It's like I'm eating cornflakes. And then halfway through, it's like slaps you in Halloween.
With like some pumpkin pie.
That is a perfect little mix right there. I love it.
Perfect little mix. Wouldn't they be good if you made like Rice Krispie treats with those?
Ooh,
That would be a treat.
Oh my God, you made it. With all these recipes.
Yeah.
I mean, you make like a, some sort of like a casserole. And you know, you put Frosted Flakes on top of it, you can put those on it for an autumn dish. Oh my God.
Oh, wonderful.
We'll send you the recipe.
What? This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast?
Oh, that's what this is.
Internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99 back in Busheltown?
Back in Busheltown.
4 a.m. Sunday mornings? Is that what we were supposed to say? Is that where this show's going?
That's what it says on that piece of paper right there, Cliff.
I'll tell you where to go.
Don't you miss that wonderful time in Busheltown, though? Like, right around this time in Busheltown, you start smelling the smells coming out of the erotic bakery.
It's
so Halloween-y there, too.
It's only a few weeks until the big fall foliage festival.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I miss it.
I know. Someday we'll be back, don't you think?
Now, Cliff, I've got a very minute list of the millions of things that have pumpkin spice in them.
Oh, my God.
But beer, coffee creamer, white pumpkin pie M&Ms. Have you ever tried those?
Man, I don't know.
I haven't tried them, but I saw a picture of them on the internet.
Ooh.
Cheerios, cookies, Clif Bars, coffee, body lotion, bath bombs, lip balms, candles, lipsticks, perfumes, marshmallows, soaps, and hair serums. Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh, I wish I had a hair serum.
Some pumpkin spice hair serum.
And grow some pumpkin spice hair.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
I just love it.
I think we've established that we love the pumpkin spice.
Now, of course, the whole trend began with what? The Starbucks Frappuccino or whatever.
Yeah, the pumpkin spice latte.
Right.
That's what I got over here.
Whereas I'm obese, so I always used to get the Frappuccino.
They didn't have those at first, did they? That's what I...
They had them soon enough.
I could go for one of those right now.
Back at the dawn of our show 10 years ago, I feel like I had several menu.
Oh, so many years ago. You know, they've sold 200 million pumpkin spice lattes. Did you say that?
No.
Oh, you said it all started with it.
I said so. Pumpkin spice chewing gum. Have you chewed it?
I have not.
It's good. I had some.
Did you have any of that under your chair?
No, I wish.
Damn it.
I might have a big hunk of it stuck under the chair. Let's see. So perhaps I do. Oh, something's weird.
Charles has been playing with the controls again.
Damn it, Charles. All right, so, but yeah, pumpkin spice, there's such a fervor over pumpkin spice that there is even a pumpkin spice product debunking effort. Did you know?
What?
Snopes.
debunking.
They've got to go out there and say, because everybody's claiming all these false pumpkin spice products, like pumpkin spice toilet paper and pumpkin spice condoms. They're not real. If you are in doubt, if a friend tells you something that you just don't think sounds right, check on over at Snopes.
And then if they say it's not real, then go out and invent it.
Invent it. Get you a damn patent.
We could use some pumpkin spice toilet paper.
Oh my God. Pumpkin spice, like, flavored lubricants.
There's a whole section of merchandising out there that we haven't thought of yet.
Untapped market.
Oh, my goodness, dear. Oh, wow. Did you see that wonderful vacuum over there, dear?
Oh, I love it. It's the newest one for next year, Bones.
I'm so excited. They've been showing us the new models.
Oh, well,
I don't, we haven't even said where we are.
No.
We're at the Algerian vacuum factory in Algeria.
Oh, it was so wonderful to have been invited here when the president of the factory saw Mrs. Butterton's rise speech.
Oh,
what an honor.
What an honor, dear. I'm so happy that we're here, and they're showing us all the new lines of vacuums, and they're beautiful, dear, and they just really have all this power. Oh, it's wonderful.
Oh, very powerful vacuums here, boys.
Sorry, dear, I get very excited. We're talking about vacuums.
Oh, why, Cliff and Kendall, they could even vacuum up your messes.
Oh,
my. They're very strong.
Well, we could use a good vacuum. Maybe they'll give
we
us
could.
One.
We could. Do they have, like, a small one that would, like, fit in the booth and travel when
dear,
in the booth.
I bet they do, dear. We'll have to ask them, dear.
Oh, yes. I believe those are on the third floor.
Oh, Mr. President, dear.
Oh, Mr. President.
Oh, I've not seen them this happy since Mrs. Butterbutter turned visit to that doily museum.
There are. Oh, Mr. Snowdrop, he's pushing that close button in the elevator to try to get up there.
I don't think that doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do anything.
What a wonderful place to be. I know we haven't talked about it, but we're this huge vacuum factory.
I've never seen so many different styles of vacuums.
Did you see their History of Vacuums Museum?
Oh, that little thing we walked through?
Well, they had all the vacuum cleaners from all the different eras, all the way back to, like, ancient Egypt on these little pedestals.
And it was, the Egyptian one was just like a stick with some leaves on it.
There's like, they pushed it around.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
That's
hey.
All they had. They did with what they had.
That's history, baby.
You heard it here first. But back to pumpkin spice.
Something
I love a lot
so
more than vacuuming.
Nice.
Until they invent one we can ride on.
I love, a few years ago, they kept coming out with every brand had pumpkin spice ice cream.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
I loved it. Now, I don't think last year. Well, of course, we were on this ride tour, so I couldn't find it.
Yeah, it's hard to find Ben and Jerry's over here.
I'm going to I wish. I need Terry the Temp. Can she FedEx me something frozen?
That clip, you know, when we talked on our smelling episode, the one about our senses and smelling, we talked about how memory is so closely linked to smell, and that's why pumpkin spice does so well, scientists say.
Memory.
Because it just locks you right into that memory.
From the pavement. The memory of the last time you lit one of those candles.
That and Halloween.
Halloween.
I do love the last time I lit one of those candles.
I always love the last time, because the last time's always the best. Don't you think? Now, Kendall, this is in news, not for use. Okay.
Okay.
A large portion of the pumpkin spice market comes from the old alcohol industry.
Oh, alky.
Now, Kendall is off the sauce and he's judging everybody who's not.
I'll just have me a virgin pumpkin spice.
A virgin.
Cocktail.
Oh, God. Kendall, I think that's just called a pumpkin. Kendall, but there's I need to find this. Some pumpkin wine, supposedly.
Pumpkin wine.
Pumpkin moonshine, and of course, pumpkin beers, which I've had a few.
Oh, I picked a bad decade to stop drinking.
Damn it, you idiot.
I should have tried all that before
That's
I stopped.
That's why I keep telling you can start drinking again. We'll just tie you down.
Cliff, I don't think all the ties in the world could keep me down if I had some pumpkin spiced alcohol.
I don't know. You and I, we're so fat, we're so easy to topple. And then once we're down, it's hard to get back up.
When we wobble, we do fall down.
We wobble all around the house.
Cliff, I think it's time. It's by far time to help somebody. We've just gone too far into the show without helping anyone.
We need to help somebody. So, all right.
You've got questions. Yeah. We've got answers. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
This is a helpful segment. This is... You know, should we ever be on trial, I think they could play these clips.
Exhibit A.
As, you know, a testament to our character.
Yeah, every time. Helping so many people.
Helping people. All right, Kendall, what's that letter you got there?
Oh, I got it. Here, let me read it to you. All right. Well, they've got the first part right. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, that's what... I'm going to eat some of these Frosted Flakes while you're doing that.
Oh, okay. My wife and I know a couple whose daughter has been our daughter's playmate since they were 3 months old. They are pleasant...
Playmate? Just too young to be a playmate.
They didn't even know what playmate meant at that time. Anyway, they are pleasant and welcoming. We all get along well and have gone to dinner, ball games, musicals together. However, when we go to their home for a gathering, the father will slip off with a few of his old friends and smoke pot on the back porch while the kids are playing inside.
Oh, no.
It's their home. Marijuana is legal in our state. Their daughter's fourth birthday party took place last weekend, and once again, with numerous children running around, they slipped out for a toke before the cake was even served. This may seem prudish, but I don't want my daughter in a situation where she might be exposed to this or think that we are smoking marijuana is perfectly normal. I enjoy spending time with this family, but I don't think I want their visit to visit their home if this is what I can expect. What should we do? And that's mystified in Massachusetts.
All I can think about is, like, eating a cake at a birthday party, and doesn't that sound fun?
It does sound fun right after a toke.
Oh, Kendall, just Kendall's Snoop Dogg over here.
What I'm thinking, is it legal in Massachusetts?
Well, if it is, then...
You need to visit Massachusetts.
I think everybody, every single body, needs to remind themselves that they are not now, nor have they ever been, except for one person, Judge Judy. Okay?
Yeah.
And
she probably does it too.
And this is, I have to tell Kendall this all the time. Get down off the cross, Judge Judy. Somebody needs the wood. And you know, just there's no reason to just judge everybody. If they're not helping or hurting or whatever.
Amen.
And you're, of course, welcome to take your daughter away. I tried to kill that bug. It didn't work.
Oh, got into the hole in the booth.
God damn. But, you know, did I answer the question? I can't remember.
Oh, you helped him. I agree.
What a help.
As Frosted Flakes go flying everywhere.
Sorry, I was knocking on the floor.
We
need one of those vacuums. I hope they find us one.
I hope they do. I hope they get us one for free.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more, Cliff. So, consider that person helped.
Helped.
Where's your letter?
I got it right
here. Oh, there it is.
Here.
Oh,
my
goodness. Oh, I saw you making a mess, and I couldn't rush over here fast enough. Here it is. I'm going to turn it on extreme sucking power.
Oh dear. There you go, dear. That's getting all those Frosted Flakes up.
Oh, wow.
And whatever that is, dear.
I was going to eat those later.
Well, that was our save
bomb. Oh, look at the power of this one, girl.
My goodness.
Oh,
that was Cliff's underwear that he
put my God. I put them to dry because I soiled them. It was just a big
That
mess.
Really does suck up everything.
Oh, my God.
Careful the St. Patrick's Day sherry.
Oh, my God. Don't suck it all up.
All
right. Oh. Dear, let's go over to the bathroom and see if there are any toilet paper particles we can suck up.
Oh, dear, that's a good idea. I've heard there's toilet paper that's pumpkin spice latte paper.
Oh, my.
Oh, no, I hate to break it to her.
Check Snopes.
That vacuum cleaner really does suck, Cliff. Really sucks. I gotta take a break.
I don't. I have a letter here.
Sorry. They caught me off guard and I forgot about the letter.
You want to take a break? Guess you walk out.
You take it from here, Cliff.
Well, I have a letter here that I'd like to help some people with, and it starts like this. It says, look, it says, Dear Cliff and Kendall, I have a strange and wacky problem that I have never heard addressed on your show.
Uh-oh.
I have an intense fear of bees and hornets and wasps. I'm sure this will seem silly to many, but there may be others who share this crazy fear, although I've never met them. Over the years, my fears have intensified. It can be very embarrassing at times, Cliff and Kendall. Whenever I hear anything that sounds like a bee, an electric razor, the buzzing sound on a radio, a new vacuum, I have a panic attack until I can locate the source. Cliff and Kendall, I rarely go outdoors in the summertime. I work in an office, you see. And I never wear perfume during bee season. I'm not an idiot. When I do gather the courage to go to a barbecue or some outdoor event, I have to either leave early or stay in the car.
Sorry.
Kendall, you're laughing at
this problem.
No,
I just think about how I'm relating with the spider. So.
Oh, well, she says, my last apartment was chosen with great consideration for its landscaping and its ability to attract bees. I'm so deathly afraid of bees that I have jumped out of a moving car, left a 2-year-old child in the middle of the street, and run out into traffic, and done other outrageous things that I simply cannot put into print, Cliff and Kendall. Otherwise, I'm a sane and sensible person. I wish there were some kind of device I could wear to discourage bees for coming from me, and that is Bee Hater in Busheltown.
Kendall, solve their problem.
Well, bee hater.
Bee hater.
They're important.
We're all important.
I know. So, but I think I was drawing a parallel to my fear of spiders, because that's the thing I can relate to.
I love spiders.
I know you do. We all know how much you love spiders. But I don't.
I don't. I don't. I don't.
But I'm getting better, because I have tried to not worry about as much and to try to expose myself more to spiders. And then I
smell
quickly,
a class action lawsuit.
PETA has already called, and I stopped that immediately. But I try to be around spiders more and not kill them. And,
that's good.
And I'm getting better at it. I'm learning to coexist with them. So I challenge that listener in Busheltown to do the same.
Kendall, coexist. Haven't you ever seen that bumper sticker?
I have seen it. I've seen a lot of different versions of it.
Then it should fucking well tell you
something.
I tell
her she can draw more sweetness with that honey.
With honey.
I know she loves the honey. So.
Oh, put honey, up with the bees. Honey. The bees. Everybody loves bees.
Aren't, I help them.
Aren't we trying? I don't know. It's, jury's still out on that one, Kendall. I object to this show going on. Now, listen, oh, they're over there. I don't even know what are they doing. They're wrapping Mr. Snowbottom up in that vacuum hose.
What's going on? Let's
go check that out. Right. I've got to take a break.
I believe in miracles. And I believe Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
Ooh, I've seen lots of scary things, but nothing gives me nightmares like spooky bedspins. This weekend, treat your family to the best in beds. Water beds from the bedroom at Bewitching Savings. Like kids' water beds from only $159. Waveless Soma beds from $249. And my favorite, Black Lager, just $259. Financing's easy as pie. Ooh, did I say pie? Don't let spring spook your nights. Say big on the best in beds through Monday only at the bedroom.
I hear you shiver with Antissa. Patience. The wait is over. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Here we are, Cliff.
The last big handful of pumpkin spice frosted flakes.
Oh, I know. I saw there were crumbs everywhere, and Mr. Nightbottom got them all up. And, you know, they said he was doing such a good job with the vacuum. He looked so good when he was vacuuming.
He just looked so natural.
Yeah, I say he was perfect for their new ad campaign for their vacuums.
I could have, of
Mr.
all
Nightbottom,
of us.
Nightbottom.
Why not? I could be an ad. I just look like if... You know, on Seinfeld, like if George Costanza ate Newman, I look like that.
Yeah, so Mr. Snodbottom, of all people, is going to be their new vacuum spokesperson, I guess. So
I guess he'll finally put the Algerian vacuum factory on the map.
Yeah, so anyway, they're shooting a big photo spread over there with him vacuuming. And
isn't that crazy? They're already shooting those test photos.
Yeah, and they're using some of your cornflakes over there.
Are they?
Yeah. Because they were like, oh, it looks so good when he was vacuuming.
Damn, I wanted to eat those.
Well, those were the scraps.
Kendall, this show is just scraps.
Oh, God,
Don't
no.
you feel it sometimes?
No, it's so much more than scraps.
No, it's everything.
It's Them is my everything.
We're all one, aren't we? Earth, we're all one.
Well, we're more like three, but yes.
Oh, I don't know. This is turning into too many numbers. I can't follow it anymore. It's like a math thing on PBS.
Oh, it's time to find out. Whistletown.
Oh my! Did you see those pictures? Those wonderful photographs they took of me in this new vacuum. Oh my!
Dear, he was doing such a wonderful job, looking so handsome, dear.
Oh, sugar lump. Oh my!
Well, we did see you over there taking all those photos, and now they're doing more setups.
Yes, dear. They're going to have them sitting on the couch, dear, with a small version of the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, you know, they've made this vacuum cleaner. It's specifically for people to use while sitting down.
Oh, it's such a wonderful concept. Oh,
what a concept.
Well, hey, that's what I want to do.
I think that sounds really like a good idea.
That's one of my favorite things, vacuuming and sitting.
Yes.
Dear, well, they're calling for you now, dear. They're going to put him through makeup again. Dear.
Oh, my. Oh, come along, sugar lump. I need you to hold my hand through this process.
Oh, dear, of course, dear. I'll be there for you always.
Oh. Well, I can't believe he's going to be famous. All for the vacuums.
He's the next, like, Marlboro Man.
The next Marlboro Man.
Or, like, you know, it's like a mascot.
Oh, okay.
He's like the Where's the Beef woman.
Where's the beef? Where's the food?
Where is the food? All right, Kendall.
Is it time to find out what's happening in Busheltown?
I thought you were saying something.
I was screaming something before. The Busheltown Community Calendar.
Here it is.
Here it comes.
Here it is, folks. Kendall, Monday at the West Busheltown 4-H Club. You know, you heard of that before?
I've heard of it.
Everybody knows it in town. Mm. They're having their annual tractor washing event.
Oh, I love the tractor washing.
Everybody
event.
In town, just drive your filthy tractors on over to the 4-H Club, and all proceeds, they're going towards sending the little 4-H Club members to hog calling camp next summer.
Well, if you're going to hog call, you got to go to camp.
When I think to myself, what a wonderful cause.
Well, you know, I support anything that people are cleaning something up, so.
You love cleaning.
I'll just go watch them clean those tractors. Well, I wish I could.
Not
there.
You wish.
Cliff Busheltown.
They'll live stream it.
Oh, I hope so. Cliff the Busheltown Pumpkin Roll is going to kick off this weekend at the fairgrounds. You bring your own pumpkin, and at 2 o'clock, they're going to blow the horn, and you're going to roll your pumpkin down the hill. And if your pumpkin is the first to cross the line down at the bottom of the hill, the finish line, you're going to be crowned the Pumpkin King or Queen of Busheltown and ride on the float.
You know, it sounds like fun, but 2 years ago, we went, and my pumpkin, it was still so hot. And I left the pumpkin in the car while we went and rode, you know, the Ferris wheel and stuff. Mm-hmm. And when I came back, it was like a deflated basketball. And it wouldn't roll anywhere. I had to, like, kick it. And then they said that you couldn't do that. That kicking, like, a mushy pumpkin was not in the spirit of the pumpkin roll.
I didn't see the rules anywhere that said that.
I didn't read that in the bylaws.
Yeah, but I, of course, brought a pumpkin pie on accident. I thought it was a pumpkin pie roll.
Oh, my God.
But I did enjoy eating the pie.
You just brought that pie. You know it. You didn't ever think that.
Well, I don't do your motives.
Yeah, I know you did. That's why I'm not afraid to call you out on your bullshit, all right. Kendall.
All right, call it.
Just because we're bro hosts from way back, I call bullshit.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
What else is happening, Cliff, in Busheltown?
I don't know. Did you say something?
Yeah.
Oh,
the pumpkin roll.
Oh, right. That whole thing we were just talking about. Right. I got so into it, I forgot that's how we started.
I know how you feel.
Kendall, Wednesday night at the Busheltown Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. It's the annual youth table hockey tournament. And all spectators in town are welcome to watch for free as these religious teens vie for glory, all in the name of Christ.
God?
That's youth hockey tournament. And it does say that
what an event.
Fruit punch and ham sandwiches will be served.
Oh, ham sandwiches. You know, I just ham sandwich.
Want to praise the Lord.
Did you ever eat the ham with the cheese specks in it? You remember that?
I do remember it, and I'm sure I did at some point. I don't remember it, like, a lot.
I used to love it.
Did you?
Yeah, I think I ate so much of it, that's why. So
I always wanted just ham and, like, 5 extra slices of cheese.
Well, yeah, the ratio was off. Cliff, the Scarecrow Festival's happening next weekend.
God bless
at the park off of Shovel Street. You can build a scarecrow, or you just can dress as a scarecrow either way.
No.
But it's to celebrate all things scarecrows. Crows are obviously not invited to the event.
No crows.
But Sheriff Fogbass reminds you that due to the construction on Shovel Street, there's no parking there. There's only that one lot, and that's where he and his deputies are parking. So park and carpool or bus over or something else.
When will they solve the parking problem?
Well, it's Shovel Street messing everything.
Damn it. Kendall, I can't even think about that anymore because the parking thing is making me mad. Kendall, this Thursday begins Busheltown's outdoor concert series. They must think they're the Today Show.
I guess so.
At 11 a.m. in Busheltown Square, the town's triangle players will circle around the monument towards the local hero, Flappy the Mule. And everybody's invited to come and enjoy this exciting outdoor event and experience the triangle like never before.
Well, hey, it's a wonderful instrument.
When I think to myself. It is. I agree it is. Don't you love it?
It's underappreciated.
And people think it's easy to play, but it's not.
No,
it's got three sides.
You got to know when to hit it, too.
You got to know when to hit it.
Cliff, the Bushel.
Know when to quit it.
We should have known that a long time ago.
Yeah.
The Busheltown Dead Guy Day is coming up.
Oh, my.
It's this Thursday. And that's, you know, to celebrate the guy that they found in the Busheltown Lake. Over 10 years ago. He washed up. No one could figure out who he was, so they decided to make a day out of it.
Oh, amen.
So dress up if you want. Just remember that he didn't have a head, so.
He doesn't have a head.
Hide your head.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
Oh, Kendall, sorry. I have to leave the booth for a minute, but here comes Mrs. Snodbottom.
My goodness.
Oh, terrible. Where are you going, boy?
Oh,
I'll be right back. I just have to go get something.
My goodness, dear, it was awful, dear. We were doing a photo shoot, Mr. Snodbottom. Well, you know, it's Mr. Snodbottom, dear. He got very anxious in front of the lights, dear.
Oh, I was so anxious in front of the lights.
Dear,
it was the anxiety.
Dear, you were doing a wonderful job. It's not your fault,
it
dear.
It alarmed my bowels, of course.
That's what I was thinking might have happened.
Oh, hey, guys, they were telling me that Mr. Snodbottom just tried to vacuum up a bowel attack.
Trying to clean up the situation, dear.
They're already gossiping about it, girl.
Oh, my goodness, dear, it's all right, dear. They did say it would vacuum up anything.
Oh, well, then it's really their fault.
Yeah. Should be on the label.
Oh, quite right, boy.
Well, do they have another setup? The change of clothes or something?
Oh, no.
No, dear,
they've
that's the terrible news.
They've canceled the contract.
Oh, no.
They said they didn't think my bowels could be up to such a rigorous photo shoot. Oh, no.
Isn't that awful, dear?
Oh, terrible.
Well, look, you weren't cut out for vacuums anyway.
No.
You're going to be a better spokesman for some other wonderful product.
Bigger and better things.
Oh, yeah, that is a wonderful way to look at it, though.
Oh, I hope I can look at it one way, one day, like that, boy. Oh, I can only hope.
Still too soon.
Oh, I'll just get lost in prayer.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, dear. Always turn to the Lord.
Oh, yes, well, oh, no. You know, I think we ought to go to call Fonky and Opie and tell him I'm not going to be in the magazine.
Oh, dear, how do we break it to him? It's going to be terrible.
You've got to do it, dear. I'm not strong enough.
Oh, I'll call them, dear, but I at least want to get the photo so we have it as a memory.
I think they'll get it all worked out.
I'm sure they will. It will move on to bigger and better things.
Yeah. Sorry. Now, when they first came in, I had to run out because I saw somebody rolling down the hall over there with a pastry cart, and they had pumpkin spice donuts.
Oh, my God. I knew you had something behind your back, and I was like, I hope that's something to eat.
And I thought, oh, my God, we have to try one on the air.
Did you say we'll take the trolley?
Well, I didn't say anything. I just grabbed this box.
Oh, good.
And somebody's like, who's this old guy?
Oh.
He's, like, mopping up a bowel attack.
What are they? Pumpkin?
Pumpkins. They're pumpkins.
Filled with real pumpkin. Ooh.
It's like a vegetable.
It's just a pumpkin.
It's just a pumpkin.
It's like eating a round pumpkin.
Yeah.
It's just concentrated.
And thank you, there's no calories in the middle, in the hole.
They're good.
Why don't you take a moment of silence to celebrate how good this donut is? Oh, that gives me tingles all through my body. You know when you eat something, you get tingles?
Oh, yeah. See, I spotted them with my eagle eye. I saw that they were orange, and I thought, I know that they must be pumpkin spice, and they'll go with the show.
Steph, I haven't seen you run that fast. Since we were being chased the last time.
I haven't run that fast.
I thought I should look behind you. Something's coming. Because you took off.
Oh, no.
Well, our listeners should know not to touch the doll, even though there's a long pause of us eating.
They do. Well, let me tell you something else really quickly about pumpkin spice.
Oh, you have more?
Now, Kendall, most pumpkin spice products, unlike these donuts, don't contain any actual pumpkin.
What? And
the most common flavors used are cinnamon, allspice, cloves, ginger, nutmeg, and vanilla.
Lies.
So in case anybody out there's wanting to make their own pumpkin spice at home, mix to their own, and you keep a flask, you keep your own little pumpkin spice shaker and add it to stuff.
You need a pumpkin spice pouch that you always keep with you, so you can always put it in.
I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm.
Sew it into your pants.
Sew it into the pants. Now, in 1936, the Washington Post posted a recipe called Spice Cake of Pumpkin, Newest Dish. This sounds like somebody who doesn't speak English, right?
Sounds like a Google translation.
Delicacy tempting to all appetites and easy to prepare. Ideal dessert for family dinner and healthful for children. So these are healthy, these donuts.
Oh, see?
Yeah, and that was probably one of the first times that pumpkin and spice were used in the same sentence there.
Oh, well, I'm so glad they did it.
Amen.
Well, I think to myself, wonderful addition to Halloween. Oh, I gotta say, that really made just everything.
Who can turn the world on with a smile? That donut could.
Pumpkin spice donuts, that's what.
Oh, listeners, I just want you to enjoy this pumpkin spice season. Just embrace it for all that it's worth. Live
Let
in the moment.
Let it flow through you.
Live in the moment. You know, try out to channel that spirit of pumpkin spice as you work through your day.
Oh, I can feel it pumping through my bloodstream right now.
I can feel it coming around again.
It could just be the donuts.
It could be the donuts. I'm going to go nuts because I want some O-nuts.
Oh, boy. We broke it to the children.
They were
very heartbroken.
It was terrible, dear. Dear, there's sad little voices on the other line.
Oh, Fonky, she says, why is Daddy not going to be in the magazine?
You've already been on a magazine.
Hey.
You're on the front of the Irritable Bowel Gazette.
You were the Irritable Bowel Man of the Year.
You would show your children that with pride that you were on the front of that magazine.
You're correct, Boaz.
Kendall, I'm so happy you're thinking so positively lately, dear.
What a wonderful positive attitude you've developed.
I've been trying. You told me to.
Well, thank you for finally listening to us. After all of these years, you know, we've just been trying to help.
Now, dear, we could also talk about the eating situation while we're at it, dear. We're stealing some time on that one.
One step at a time, girl.
Let's knock the whole table over.
Oh, my
Get
God.
Away from that.
Oh, my God.
Look. Oh, my goodness, dear. I didn't see that before, dear. There's an accessory wall for the vacuum.
Oh, my.
We must check that out.
Oh, we've got to see the new fall cords.
Oh, my goodness, dear. My. I hope they have braided.
Holy Lord.
Wait, are we getting the free vacuum? We forgot to ask him.
I think it's too clogged.
It's off. Oh, that was the one they were going to give us.
It was clogged up with the bowel attack.
Well, I don't want that one anymore than anyway.
I know. I think we can do without.
Where's the donut cart?
Let's go see if we can find it. Let's wrap this up.
Oh, good idea. Okay. Do you have a quote?
We played all the games and shit, right?
Oh, well, no, we didn't do Don't Touch That Dial. That's where I was...
Don't touch this dial. Don't, Kendall, touch it.
Stop
Put your fingers down.
Don't. I was going to go get a donut, and I'll wait until this segment's over.
I forgot about this segment totally. Kendall, here's a question
like
for
most
you.
People do, yes.
Most people don't know about even the show.
I know.
Kendall, what comedian became the regular Tuesday night substitute for Johnny Carson in 1988?
Joan Rivers.
No. Jay Leno.
Oh, Jay Leno.
Oh,
King
Kendall.
Of comedy himself.
It's all right, Kendall. Just take it on the chin.
Who never won an Emmy on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, but hit the highest ratings of any Mary Tyler Moore spinoff cast member?
Was that Murray Slaughter?
Gavin McLeod.
Gavin McLeod.
Yep. That's it.
That was it.
You were correct, sir.
Kendall, who created the celebrity roast as a spinoff of his comedy variety show with regulars Foster Brooks and Don Rickles, you hockey puck?
Ed Sullivan.
No, Kendall, no. It was a really big, different show. This was Dean Martin.
Oh, Dean Martin. El Roaster.
Yeah. Did I tell you last year I was talking to some woman in her 40s and she was getting married and her last name was going to be Sullivan? And I said, well, all I can think of is Ed Sullivan. And she's like, who the hell is that?
What? I said, how are you in your 40s and never heard of Ed Sullivan?
I couldn't believe it. Listeners, if you want to hear more about that, tweet us at Cliff and Kendall.
Please. Cliff, who wore the beanie? Snap, crackle, or pop?
Pop.
Nope. Oh, crackle.
I was saying what you should do to that big zit on your neck. Sorry. Crackle. Crackle in the beanie, everybody. Kendall, I don't know. I can't make this last one out. I'm drooling over the donuts. I can't. It's too wet.
Oh, I know. They're so good.
Do you have any more?
Yeah, I have one more.
I'm ready for it.
Speaking of cereal, what Kellogg's ad character was designed in 1955 by book illustrator Martin Provinson?
Was that the Tony the Tiger?
They're great!
Oh, wow.
That's what right. The answer.
And that belt. Whoa!
Kendall, so that good. Was a grave opening.
Oh.
All right, Kendall, I've got to go.
I've got to go.
I can smell the donuts. They're still somewhere in the building, and I've got to go find them.
We're going to find them. We'll see you next week.
Okay, look, I can't even sit in the chair.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Here we are, Cliff. Oh my.